And now, James Gravel.
When it comes to understanding the will of God, probably the easiest part of that task is knowing the revealed will of God, which we discussed in several lessons preceding this one. There are at least two reasons for this. First, it is rarely difficult to obtain a copy of the Bible, which contains God's revealed will for mankind. God's Word has been published and distributed in more languages and dialects than any other book in the history of the world. Second, we can know and understand God's will, as the Apostle Paul made it clear when he wrote in Ephesians 5:17, "Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Through God's Word, He has revealed His will in such a manner that we can recognize His will for our lives. However, there are some things related to knowing and doing the will of God that require some sustained effort on our part to understand. From this point on in this series of lessons, I will be discussing various aspects of God's will, beginning with what usually is referred to as the sovereign will of God, also known as God's decreed or ultimate will. God's sovereign will is the way by which He brings to pass whatever He has decreed will happen. In other words, this aspect of God's will has to do with the fact that He is all-powerful, and through His omnipotence He is working out behind the scenes an overall plan related to humankind. In short, God's sovereign will concerns everything that God wants to come to pass. There is nothing that happens that falls outside of God's sovereign will, which is another way of saying that nothing happens that is beyond God's control. However, this does not mean that everything that happens is necessarily in keeping with God's intentional will for mankind. I will address the matter of God's intentional will later. So for now, let me simply say that when I speak of God's sovereignty, I am referring to the fact that while God does not necessarily want everything to happen that does happen, nothing happens that is ultimately able to defeat His sovereign will.